folder.
And when you get to the last folder, it says Z space hotel dash motel.
That's, I don't know why I'm having a...
It's between 24 Highway and Chase.
Oh, no, I've opened that file.
Oh.
I've opened the file. I'm just not seeing these hotel. I don't see a... It's not in there. It's not shared, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
Yeah, I can't see. No, it's not in Ganesh room. You've got to go into the other part where it says Z Hotels, and that's where I gave you a folder.
Okay, you didn't put it in there.
Full of, yeah, because we were using for all different ones.
Okay, what about the ones that he's talking about here, like the Econo Lodge and the sale, the homestay? I mean, he's got some sales numbers here, I think.
Did he bring papers? Because, like I said, I put in here, in that file, I gave you the sales letters and the numbers that we brought in from CoStar. Did you find that file, Jerry?
I did. I'm looking at the names of these hotels, and I'm wondering what the difference between them and his hotel is. Or the hotels that he has used here.
In other words, he's giving us some that are selling for less. How many rooms do you have?
It's actually 71 right now.
71.
So we had 73.
Okay, 73 I think we talked about before. Right. But he's got the homestay. You said the Connell Lodge just sold for $1.25 million. It's got 63 rooms. So...
Right, it's a single building franchise, so it's in a
Peach
way better condition.
For 1.7, not 1,075,000,
mm-hmm.
And that was last year. So I mean, there are some comparables here that look.
But we don't have copies of the comparables. Did you bring those?
Well, I just pulled these from the realtor's website.
What realtor website? Which site?
Oh.
So that one's saying 16,000 per guest unit, and then $40.
I'm looking in your file here,
building.
Susan, and you've got like the Peachtree sold for 1.75.
Right.
Or 1,075,000.
Serenity Inn, 1.7.
Yeah.
And that first one that says hotel values, like I said, that's from CoStar. And that shows you all the places with their age. Like Quality Inn was built in 1991, the same year as his. It has 87 rooms. And that went for $2.8
Okay. And he's got down here that
Stone Castle.
The Econo Lodge went for 1.2. And I mean, that's not something that's in here. Buddies, I assume what you're trying to do is a sales comparison approach. Do you have any more?
Can we have pictures of, do you have pictures of his? I know, I'm pretty positive I know which one it is, but I just want to make sure. Yeah, it's the one I thought it was. So he is right. He's at 25,000 a unit. At the 22 a unit, that would be 1.6. And at the 16 a unit, I think that's 1.2. I was using 73 because that's what I had for a number. And 1.16. And then let me go back and look at his income.
The number four Travelodge that I have as a comparison, it's a 102-room hotel, and it's appraised at $750,000 on the Taney County website.
I'm not sure which website you're getting these from.
The Beacon.
You may be one.
Beacon Taney County.
Okay. Oh, the Beacon. That's
right. Beacon. Sorry.
Right. Okay. That's not
you
sales prices.
No, it's just it's what's appraised at. That's what I'm suing.
I didn't. I mean, it sounds like to me that approach isn't helping him anyway. So we're just really looking at a sales comparison issue at that. I mean, the numbers she ran don't bring down the value.
No, they don't.
And I included his P&L sheets that he gave.
So, Susan, I have a question on page 2 of the numbers that you gave us.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to that again. Okay, are you looking at page 2 of my financials?
Yes.
Okay.
The number that you have out for the 1.367 valuation, and then you have 2.5 on page 1. Is
right.
that just the difference in what you calculated between what you had and what he had?
The 1,367 is with the numbers that he gave us this year, with the change 2020 numbers, but... Again, it's up to you to decide what you're thinking. So, and we took off 10% for his FF&E, you see.
I mean, it doesn't look like the income approach is helping.
Yeah. No, it's
confusing. So my, but I mean, interested in, if we have some recent sales of properties, I mean, obviously that's, but I don't know. What the comparison is, say, to the Econo Lodge, which had 63 rooms.
Well, I realize he's giving us these numbers, but I don't have any way to verify these numbers.
Right. You don't have a site?
I don't have a site that's going to show me that.
What about, let's say with the one that you gave us, Susan, on the Peachtree, and it's got a... That sold last year for $1,075,000, but I don't know what the difference in that. I don't know what you previously had, the Peachtree, let's say.
Let me see if what it says on our stuff here.
Mr. Patel, he's been in here before.
Well, we're like Browns and Jones.
You're what?
The last name Patel?
Yeah.
Is like Browns and Jones and Mitz.
Ah.
Do you know what the address is for Peachtree so I can look it up?
It says 2450 Green Mountain Drive.
Okay.
There's quite a few Patels in Branson.
Gotcha.
R is that. Sales online, if I've got any, I don't know.
Okay, 2450, sorry, I can't speak English today.
Green Mountain Drive.
Green Mountain Drive is OM Shri LLC, and right now they're at
$1,397,310. Okay. Sale price on that, this is from your folder, sale price on that was $1,075,000. March of last year.
And so from 2011 until 2020, they were at $780,000, and in 21, they went up to $1,397,310, and they've been there. So.
Okay, so there's been a substantial increase on them, too. I was just curious, as far as the sale price goes, if we were looking at a sales comparison approach. You got the Ramada at 2.7, Serenity Inn at 1.7.
Okay. So I have some of these. I just don't have the addresses to correlate them with the... What year was yours built? What year was yours built? 19.
What year was it built? I think it was 1992, I believe.
That was not comparable.
One part was 1991 and the other part was 1992.
Okay, because we have two separate buildings.
Can you bring up the picture of the parcel with the
everything in here is older than I have.
All of these sales are older.
Well, everything that I have in my system is like 1970s that have sold as far as motels.
The older hotels?
Mm-hmm. And they're selling 1.2 to 1.7. That's what they're selling in their 1970s.
Okay, so there's some pretty significant age difference.
Right.
I mean, it seems consistent, and the value seems consistent with the...
I mean, if you went at the 22, which is what we've done on most of them, that would put it at 1.6. It doesn't change it a lot, but it changes its own. At 22,000 a unit. Well, you said 71 units. Were two units converted?
Well, I'm not sure why we didn't change it in the county. When we bought the hotel in 2017, we converted one room into a breakfast area. So we extended our breakfast area and took out one room into breakfast. And then this year, we converted one room into a laundry room because our laundry was way too small.
Okay, so 71 rooms at that.
So give me just a second here. There's a call coming in. I'm waiting for it to take away.
You don't want to just hang up, press the red?
Yeah, I wanted to leave a message.
Gotcha. Well, doesn't it?
There it goes. Okay, so at 71 units, it would be 1.562. If we use the same valuation that we've pretty much used on everything else.
And how much is that? 1,562 what?
Even. 1.562.
And that what valuation method is that? How much a room?
22,000 a room.
Jennifer, what page are we on?
Page 46.
Are you looking at are you still looking at this one? You're looking at this one still? You said page. What page?
No, I just want to write it down. I'm on Ganesh from Tahoe. I'm just looking for where to write it on my sheet. What you decide.
Okay. Do you have any comment if we use the 22,000 of room? His is at 26. He's looking at some, trying to look at comparable properties. Is there anything that, have you used that? I mean, is that consistent with some other ones that we valued in the...
Right, yeah, it is. And like I said, all these things that we've been doing where we came out with these numbers, they are all consistent. If you notice...